Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchster. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. And now, play ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Rice. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Summa moves to third. Joe Harris now playing first base. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa scores. McNulty moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. McNulty scores. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is hit by the pitch. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Lutsk catches it and throws to first to double up McNeely. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Bludge reaches second base with a double. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bludge moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bludge scores. Scott moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin throws the ball into Harris, who tags Burns, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice bunts and there's an error on the play. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ruhl scoops up the ball and tags Lutsk for the out. Two outs. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bludge bunts towards third. Lutsk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Ruhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruhl hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Summa reaches second base with a double. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Summa scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuester hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin is hit by the pitch. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Indians. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Summa. Scott reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Summa moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Summa scores. McNulty goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin scores. Harris moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-3 in the game. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Russell now pitching. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNulty hits a fly ball towards center. McNeely catches it and throws to first to double up Summa. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Spencer Adams pinch runs for Joe Harris. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.